following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family, thanks for joining us. It's July the 1st. It's July. Wow, amazing, which means a lot of things. It means that 6 months have gone by. It means that we're in summer. It means that our fireworks stand out front that is for missions. All of those proceeds going to missions opens today. Today is the official day when the fireworks stands are able to open. So that's out in the front of our property. And because it's Wednesday, July the 1st and Wednesday, it also means that Resonance is tonight out on the courtyard. And it starts officially at 6:30, but we invite you to get here an hour early if you'd like, because we have a taco truck that's going to be here set up probably by 5:45 at the latest and ready to go. Amazing food. She really does a good job. Sweet Elle Coffee Shop will be here as well with their kiosk set up with all kinds of fun stuff, good stuff, ice drinks and hot drinks. And so bring your own chair, your own beach chair, beach blanket. If you don't have one, which there's a few people that I don't even have a beach chair, we'll have some extras here just in case you don't, but it's better to bring your own and all. And then you just sit 6 feet apart from the next family unit or what have you. Lots of space out front. Should be nice weather tonight. Got some great music in store for special music. Great message. The topic, well, you'll have to come in here what that is. Michael will lead us in worship. So it's going to be good. So I hope you can join us. Again, it starts at 6:30, and then you're certainly welcome to come early because of all the things happening for the 45 minutes prior to start time. So that's tonight. But right now, it's time for fireside chat, and we'll go right to that even now. So I'll enjoy it with you.
Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. We are so glad that you are joining us again here on Wilson Wednesdays. I don't know if you heard this or not, but we're joining another network. Yeah, we got picked up by another network. It's called Refuge Daily. And in fact, Fireside Chats are now moving over to become Refuge Daily. Same time, same channel. Come join us here every weekday at noon. But we've got a new channel picking us up. So Refuge Daily is the new name of the Fireside Chat. But Wilson Wednesdays got picked up. So here we are, and we're going to keep going and keep doing this. And come to mention, we've got a special guest here for you this afternoon. And I'd like to welcome that special guest now. Would you join us, special guest?
Hey! Hi, everybody.
I know you!
I know you!
Bethany Wilson is joining us on Wilson Wednesdays.
Yes, we realized that we had interviewed almost everybody on staff.
We're continuing on. We're going to do that as Refuge Daily now. We still have more staff members.
Yes, we have more staff members to interview, but realize
maybe a senior pastor and his wife maybe will join us soon.
Yes, I have some close connections with them.
See what you can do.
I'm going to see if I can work them. So, yes. Right. So we decided to interview each other.
Yes.
So you guys
the anchors
as well.
Of Wilson Wednesdays are here.
Yes.
Here we are. We've asked every couple. And one of the things just behind Wilson Wednesdays was we felt like we had time to kind of dive into Refuge and give you a little bit of behind the scenes look at who makes up Refuge and the people on staff at Refuge. By the way, if there's something you'd like to know more about Refuge, Bethany and I would love to dive in deeper for you. If you have some suggestions and you see us around the hallways of Refuge, or you want to email me at refugejeff@refugefamily.com, G-E-O-F-F at refugefamily.com. And you have some ideas. Maybe you want to, I don't know, you want to look around the sanctuary. I don't know, but we could use a Wilson Wednesday and take you deeper into Refuge in some ways. But Wilson Wednesdays was really about kind of showing you our staff and giving you a little deeper look at our staff. And I think we started off kind of showing you our family and our kids. And then we thought it would be kind of cool if you knew who was the pastoral staff. And we could even go deeper on that. You had a name that you wanted to hear more from. Who was it? Do you remember?
Bill and Joy.
Bill and Joy. And then there was another staff member that you thought, and we thought it was her day off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kim.
Do I want to say?
Kim and Phil Barron.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely get them on here. All right. So yes. Anyways.
Okay. Yes. I didn't know we were saying that we haven't asked.
This is our sign. There's our family and our cat right there. Frisbee.
Yes.
We want to try to add a dog at some point too, but we don't know when that's going to happen.
Yes, we are working on that.
So, Bethany, what do you do at Refuge?
Yes. What do I do at Refuge, along with being the wife to the most handsome pastor on staff?
Wow. That's lucky.
I am also assistant to the senior pastor, helping with correspondence and scheduling and things like that. And then also help coordinate worship and sometimes lead worship for women's study, sometimes lead a women's study and oversee the, just recently the, organization of women's retreats, which has been, you know, interesting this year. We've had to cancel the women's retreat and just because, you know, facilities are closed. So, it's been a whole new season. So
yeah,
that's what I get to do.
And when I met you, you were doing some mission stuff at Refuge.
Yes, before that. Okay, so I've been at Refuge as long as my parents have been at Refuge. So since 97. And I was kind of missions director and then also youth director at the same time when both youth pastors were part-time. So I kind of like helped organize stuff like that and then was also leading worship. Moved to Thailand for a year, came back, and then oversaw the worship while I was teaching and doing photography and some other stuff like that. So, and then we got married and we were away from Refuge for a couple years.
At the Methodist Church.
And then came back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Anything you want to ask me?
Huh? What do you do at Refuge?
Jeff, that's Wilson. A great question. That's an amazing question. Well, I actually started at Refuge, I think it's been like 13 or 14 years now at Refuge. Started off in missions, got hired on as the missions pastor, and then our missions pastor was leaving, Andrew Russell, to Australia. And then Chris Langham was our high school youth pastor at the time. He left to go to Mississippi, and I took over high school ministry and stayed in high school ministry for, I don't know how long, 7 years, 6 years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
7 or 8.
And then handed that off and became assistant pastor / connection pastor / started teaching more in the main services. And there's so many things, you know, tied up in all that with, you know, phone calls and counseling and stuff like that. You and I have been doing married couples ministry.
Oh, yeah. I do that as well. Yeah.
for a long time, it seems like, at Refuge
Married Life event.
And it's just kind of started off as a home study and got bigger and bigger and bigger. So anyways, that's what we do.
Yes.
Fun times.
Yes.
What do you miss most about being at Refuge?
Oh, definitely the people. I miss corporate worship. I love, there is nothing like worshiping and singing to the Lord corporately as a body. It is so uplifting and so powerful. So I really, really miss that part of it.
Yeah. And then, you know, one of the things with Bethany is that she's home with our kids and maybe Wednesday we're going to get the whole family out there for the Resonance concert, actually tonight. And we've been kind of figuring out when's the right time and all that stuff. And so I know there's families at home right now who are wondering that same thing and they're missing corporate worship. And so I would just say we're working towards the safest possible way to bring families back and have kids ministry again and children's ministry and high school and all that. So anyhow.
Yeah.
What do I miss?
How about you? What do you miss most about everybody being together?
It's a little different because I'm there a lot. Yeah. I'm there every day now and for every service. And so the thing I think I missed and I didn't realize, I mean, I knew I would miss it, but it was just the human interaction with people. You know, when you're a pastor, one of the things you enjoy is the conversation and catching up and talking about those things, about how things are going in people's lives. And it's really hard to do that over a Zoom, you know, over a computer. And you can do it, but it's just a little bit harder. But when you have that human interaction, it feels really good. So I'm looking forward to that again, kicking back in.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a two-part series here.
I guess we're set for next week. No.
We are. So what's the object that you brought that you feel like represents our home and our family?
Okay, so we pretty like quickly after we moved into our house, we decided our mission as a family. So our mission, you probably can't, it's so jumbled up, is to know God. You can see it, is to know God and to make him known. So that is, this is what we strive for and what the reason behind the way that we raise our kids and the things we allow in our house and the things we talk about and the things that we do. So our mission.
Yeah. And if any family is watching this and thinking, oh, that's great. Like we fight to do that. It's not super easy. It's not just a natural flow. It's something that we work at. And sometimes we do a good job and sometimes not as good of a job. So not super easy.
What do you have?
I picked the picture that we have right next to that, but I didn't even notice that was missing.
Oh.
So this is, a lot to me is that it's a reminder. It sits in our hallway as you walk down the way to get to our kitchen. And, I think to me, it just reminds me of how quickly our kids are growing and how stages move so quickly through, because this feels like it was yesterday. And, and just seeing how quickly they grow and how long you have them for just a little bit of time in your home, and then they're all going on. And so that's a good room. I think for me is just a reminder of, man, they are not going to be here at this home forever, that closeness. And then they grow and they get older and they move on, and just taking advantage of that. We were just talking about that at lunch today, actually.
Yeah.
So what is something that the Wilson family has enjoyed during this, this time?
Oh, I have to say that I have really enjoyed the mandatory halt of everything. The sports, you know, the kids continue to do distance learning through their schools, but sports and even some things in ministry that that kind of like step back for a little while and stuff, because, you know, we have three kids and they each are gifted in different areas. And so they each kind of have one activity that they're involved in, and then church and school. And, you know, you can be kind of busy, very busy. And so I have loved the time of being able to just rest and be with the kids and do kind of daily, almost daily walks and bike rides, and really having conversations with the kids where I'm really like able to listen to them, because I'm not thinking we need to run off to the next thing. But that's been good. And with us too, us having kind of more time to just sit and talk with each other. So
yeah, for those 2 months working from home, and still having the list of things to do, but also getting that lunchtime together at times, and at times walking together. Just, yeah, a lot of blessing that came from just that pause. I feel like our lives had hit an ultimate pace of running, and this was definitely a pause for that. I've enjoyed the bike rides as well. That's been great. And sometimes the kids don't as much as we do, but
not again.
Get on the bike. You're riding with us. So that's been really good. We got 1 minute. And so let's talk about what God has done in this season. We kind of shared a little bit about that.
Yeah.
What else has been God doing in this season for us?
I think something that the Lord has really impressed on me is contentment, and being content in, just in this season, being content to pretty much be a wife and a mom, you know, and really being totally content in that, and learning to cook better after 16 years, like having that time to make that something that I enjoy now more, because it actually turns out edible and things like that. So just contentment.
Yeah. And the time element, that, you know, those things take, cooking takes time. You've had more time. You definitely utilize that. Great meals. Been great. It's been really good.
How about you?
Yeah, I think just the pausing and really thinking about what are the things that are really important in this life. And obviously, hey,
woo.
This is the time we dance. Nope, gotta cancel that right now. Stop, stop, stop. You gotta stop. And stop. Here we go. That was our 13-minute timer. Hey, here's the thing. I think even in ministry, maybe even especially, I don't know, but you run and run and run. And sometimes you just need to stop and realize, you just need to stop and you need to really internalize and think, what are the most important things in life? And I think that's one of the things God is showing me in this season of like, really prioritize those things that matter, that are lasting. I would just say to the Refuge family, hang with us, bear with us as a Refuge staff, and as a church. Don't pull apart in this season. I know my last two messages have really been focused on love and unity and staying together. And I really want to just encourage you with that. I feel like this is one of those seasons where the enemy and the world is just pulling at us in all different directions. And I would just say, stay focused on him, stay centered on him, keep encouraging each other, seeking like, hey, making that phone call to see if people are okay. Don't give up on those things. Stay focused on the body of Christ, especially right now. So I would say that to Refuge. And when things don't go the way you think they should go, patience, grace, mercy. Hang in there and we'll get through this. It'll come to an end at some point. We're praying every night that would happen. Lord, just end this thing tomorrow. Take it away. So stay in the game. Don't lose heart. Keep walking forward. Favorite movie?
I like Field of Dreams, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
I do. Yeah.
I like Hoosiers. That's a good movie. It's a good leadership movie, I think.
Yes.
Favorite food? We both like Mexican food.
Mexican food, and I like McDonald's, and I'm not ashamed. Now you all know.
let's just go favorite ice cream, and then we'll close here.
Chocolate malted crunch from Thrifty.
All right.
And
butter
yours?
Pecan. I like butter pecan. I really liked Alan's suggestion the other day. That was killer.
We ran out that night and bought that ice cream.
And I've been having it on a regular basis. It was granola blueberries with Breyers, not Dreyers, vanilla, natural vanilla ice cream. It's vanilla bean type. So I've been eating that. So that's awesome. Let me pray and then we'll close it. Lord, thanks for this time. I love my wife. Thank you so much for the partner in ministry that she is and in life. And I pray that you would just continue to be with Refuge in this season. Would you strengthen us? I pray against the enemy right now, Lord, that would want to try to pull any church apart, not just Refuge, but just pull churches apart in this season, that would challenge people's faith, that would cause people to want to walk away in this season. Instead, I pray against that. And I pray that the church would grow and be strengthened in this season, that we'd come out in the other side of this, Lord, stronger than ever. And I just pray for these people who are watching now, Lord, for these faithful saints to continue to walk this out in you, in strength and in, Lord, in your grace and in your mercy. And would they be a light to the people around them? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'll see you in a minute.
I'll see you in a minute.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.